대륙간 탄도 로켓 장착용 수소탄 시험에서 완전 성공.
Newfoundlanders are excited for the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea.
Well, and I'll be watching the Olympic Games in Pyeongchang.
I'm more excited to watch the women's Korean team in hockey than men's because it's just not going to be the same without the NHL.
One in particular is living in South Korea during the games.
It is pronounced Pyeongchang, and that's a county, a kind of rural area in Korea, about 130 kilometers from Seoul. About 3.5 weeks ago, things went topsy-turvy, the introduction of the North Korean invitees, all of a sudden. So they have been invited for a long time repeatedly to join in, and they refuse because, you know, that is the game with North Korea. It goes on like that, stubborn behavior. But suddenly the South Koreans were, encumbered with a big lot of work to prepare stadiums for them, residences for them. The people of Korea are divided. Some want them here and some don't. But all Koreans want peace. They all want peace here. But peace at any cost, that's not the answer for all South Koreans. It's angered some people. Yesterday there was a protest at a hockey game because many Koreans, and including myself, because there was a friendly game, the first one, I believe, for the unified hockey team. The female hockey team has incorporated North Koreans in their team, but they were not involved in the discussions. It was announced in the media, and that's how many of the hockey team found out. So it has enraged Koreans who believe and are right to believe that South Korea is a truly democratic country, and that kind of behavior is not democratic. To push South Korean hockey players out of their own team during their once-in-a-lifetime chance to participate in the Olympics, it has enraged people. The reunification of North Korea, it could cause a lot of social ill. The older people, the elderly, really want it, but they're not naive. It would be like unifying Newfoundland to the United States, two different cultures. So two different cultures to reunify, that's not an easy venture. So the North Koreans suddenly coming to South Korea for the Olympics, I think in general is welcome and doesn't affect people all over the country, like in Seoul, because it's too far from here. And they're watching on TV, and some are cheering it, and others are incrementally. But it happened in the last 3 weeks. It's too sudden.
Despite protests, North and South Korea will march together at the Olympic Games opening ceremony. For Kicker Radio, this is Melissa Wong.